The thousands inside the temple were looking around in confusion. The choirs of lesser iams paused in their chant. Brother walked on up the aisle, the only one with a purpose in the suddenly bewildered throng. Vorbis was standing in the centre of the temple, under the vault of the dome. Guards hurried towards Brother, but Vorbis raised a hand in a gentle but very positive movement. Now Brother could take in the scene. There was the staff of Ossory, and Abyss's cloak, and the sandals of Sena, and, supporting the dome, the massive statues of the first four prophets. He'd never seen them. He'd heard about them every day of his childhood. And what did they mean now? They didn't mean anything. Nothing meant anything, if Vorbis was prophet. Nothing meant anything, if the Cenobiarch was a man who'd heard nothing in the inner spaces of his own head but his own thoughts. He was aware that Vorbis's gesture had not only halted the guards, although they surrounded him like a hedge, it had also filled the temple with silence, into which Vorbis spoke.
"Ah, my brother, we had looked for you in vain, and now, even, you are here."
Brother stopped a few feet away. The moment of whatever it had been that had propelled him through the doors had drained away. Now all there was Vorbis, smiling. The part of him still capable of thought was thinking, "There is nothing you can say. No one will listen. No one will care. It doesn't matter what you tell people about Ephib and Brother Murdoch and the desert. It won't be fundamentally true." Fundamentally true. That's what the world is, with Vorbis in it. Vorbis said,
"There is something wrong. Something you wish to say?"
The black-on-black eyes filled the world like two pits. Brother's mind gave up and Brother's body took over. It brought his hand back and raised it, oblivious to the sudden rush forward of the guards. He saw Vorbis turn his cheek and smile. Brother stopped and lowered his hands. He said, "No, I won't." Then, for the first and only time, he saw Vorbis really enraged. There had been times before when the deacon had been angry, but it had been something driven by the brain, switched on and off as the need arose. This was something else, something out of control, and it flashed across his face only for a moment. As the hands of the guards closed on him, Vorbis stepped forward and patted him on the shoulder. He looked Brother in the eye for a moment and then said softly,
"Thrash him within an inch of his life and burn him the rest of the way."
An Iam began to speak, but stopped when he saw Vorbis's expression.
"Do it now."
End of CD 8.